This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As fighting eases between Turkish and Kurdish forces in northeast Syria, U.S. President Trump expressed optimism the deal between Turkey and the United States would hold. VOA Steve Herman.
The situation on the ground in northeast Syria is very fragile, acknowledges the U.S. president, who spoke to reporters at the White House on Friday after a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
And sometimes you have to go through some pain before you can get a good solution, but the Kurds are very happy about it. President Erdogan and Turkey is satisfied with it.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says no U.S. ground forces will be enforcing the safe zone during the agreed 120-hour pause in the fighting.
No U.S. ground forces will participate in the enforcement of this safe zone.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump backed his acting chief of staff after remarks that undermined the administration's defense in the impeachment probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Mick Mulvaney told reporters the administration withheld aid to Ukraine while pushing it to investigate the 2016 election.
And that's why we held up the money.
Essentially acknowledging what the president's been denying for weeks.
There is no pro quo.
Hours later, Mulvaney claimed that's what he'd said. The president's on his side.
I think he clarified it.
But Republican Congressman Francis Rooney says it's not an etch-a-sketch. Mulvaney's statement cannot just be undone. With others also worried, House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's trying to contain the fallout.
I think Mick Mulvaney clarified his statement to be very clear.
That there was not a quid pro quo, which is what McCarthy says witnesses in the impeachment probe have been saying behind closed doors. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The State Department has completed its internal investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton's use of a private email and found violations by 38 people, some of whom may face disciplinary action. This is VOA News. At a time when hate crimes are on the rise in the United States, federal prosecutions of such offenses have declined sharply under the administration of President Trump, according to data released this week by the Justice Department. Since the enactment of a landmark federal hate crimes law 10 years ago, federal prosecutors have charged more than 330 people with hate crime offenses, including more than 70 people during the past 3 years, according to the Justice Department. British Parliament prepared for a rare Saturday sitting as Prime Minister Boris Johnson hoped to push a new Brexit deal through and pave the way for Britain finally to leave the European Union in 2 weeks. A knife-edge House of Commons vote is expected on what is being billed by an excited media as Super Saturday. Johnson's Conservative Party holds only 288 seats in the 650-seat House of Commons, so he will have to rely on support from other parties and independent lawmakers to get over the line. Hong Kong police will bring offenders to justice regardless of their motive, background, or political stance. Kong Wing Chung, a senior superintendent of Hong Kong Police Department of Public Relations, said the violence used by rioters over the last 20 weekends has been escalating and reached an alarming level over the past 4 months, putting Hong Kong into a chaotic and panic situation.
As Hong Kong approaches its 20th straight week of anti-government protests, it's clear that no one is budging one inch. The city's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has held firm against the protests, provoking calls for her resignation. And protesters are refusing to back down from their five demands, which include universal suffrage, an investigation of police violence, amnesties for protesters, and the full, official withdrawal of the spark that lit the fires of dissent at the beginning of this year, a now-withdrawn extradition bill that would allow mainland China to try people arrested in Hong Kong. Anita Paul, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri gave his government partners 3 days to support a reform drive as thousands of protesters crowded the streets across the country amid an economic crisis. Protesters were massed outside the office as the visibly frustrated prime minister gave an address to the nation in which he blamed political foes he says have blocked his reform proposals. Protesters Friday pelted riot police with rocks and tomatoes as police fired back with tear gas to try to disperse the angry crowds. Demonstrators called on the government to step down and some chanted that the Arab Spring slogan of the people want to topple the government. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.